Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Good Stuff. A few things to tell you about. First off, Evenson Angus 43rd Sale is going to be in Lemon, South Dakota on Thursday, March 16th. 1 o'clock Mountain Time. They're having lunch at noon. There are 70 yearling Angus bulls, 50 fall bulls, 40 commercial heifers, and 10 registered heifers. Go online for a full catalog. That's evensonangus.com. Thursday, March 16th at 1 o'clock at Lemon Livestock. That's Evenson Angus.
The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, again, will feature a $50,000 purse for the PRCA matched bronc riding Sunday, May 21st, 32 cowboys against a great lineup of broncs. Parimutuel wagering is also available. Complete schedule and tickets online, buckinghorsesale.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. You know, Mike, they are the reliable source for all your agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. Their focus is South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, but actually it applies nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what the ranchers read.
Brooks Chalky Butte Angus Sale is Saturday, April 1st at Bowman, North Dakota at the Bowman Auction Market. Sale starts at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, featuring 140 yearling registered Angus bulls and 400 commercial heifers. Cattle bred to perform on the ranch, in the feed yard, and on the plate. DVA Auction will broadcast the sale live 1 p.m. Saturday, April 1st at Bowman for Brooks Chalky Butte Angus.
And of course, we can't go without mentioning yesterday's Antiques. They're in downtown Spearfish, and if you want a shopping experience, you need to make it a point to go. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can call ahead for an appointment. So, Mike, what do we got today?
Well, I just wanted to remind folks that today was probably the first day several years ago that you were learning that former rodeo champion and singer-songwriter Chris LeDoux had passed away. It was March 9th in Casper, Wyoming in 2005. Hard to believe he's been gone that long. He had a lengthy battle with liver ailments and passed away at the age of 56. So we just wanted to say a little something about that. Commenting on LeDoux's death, Capitol Records Nashville president and CEO Mike Duncan noted, "In a world of egos and sound alikes, he was a unique artist and a wonderful man. Songs like Life is a Highway, What You Gonna Do with a Cowboy, County Fair. Also some of those older ones that you remember about Cadillac Cowboy, Hooked on an 8-Second Ride, Copenhagen, and This Cowboy's Hat, amongst others. So we will forever miss Chris LeDoux out of Wyoming territory. So just wanted to remind people that was in 2005, March 9th.
Wow, Mike, you're right. That doesn't seem like it was that long ago. Okay, so guess what's coming up this weekend, Mike?
St. Patrick. No,
this nope, isn't St. not Patrick's yet. Day. It's not St.
No,
Patrick's
that's
Day.
That's a week away. Yeah. What is coming up?
Oh, daylight savings time.
Oh, that.
Yeah, remember that. And of course, we spring forward. So there goes an hour shot. Hey, we actually had something dropped off to us from the Thomas County Herald newspaper out of Nebraska. And this is a poem by J.R. Trumbull. And this is how it goes. Saving time. I haven't saved a minute with daylight savings time. If you want my opinion, the idea isn't worth a dime. Twice a year, I get confused in my internal clock as we spring forward or fall back. My system goes into shock. I bet if they considered all the havoc that has caused, they would decide it better if they had just stopped and paused. Forget about changing the clocks. Let man and business change ours, if such would benefit the bottom line, and let country folks deal with ours. Okay, that's J.R. Trumbull.
Well, I have, since we are a week away or so here from St. Patrick's Day, a few things about St. Patrick's Day, just to get you revved up a little bit. The leprechaun. There's no questioning that the leprechaun, which dates back to medieval times, is Ireland's most prolific myth. They're not real, okay?
Oh, they're not?
That's what they say here. Oh. Leprechauns were originally known as tall fairies that would appear to humans as old men, but generations of reimagining their physical appearance have led to our current image of leprechauns as pint-sized magical men. Their story remains the same, however. Leprechauns keep their pots of gold hidden at the end of rainbows, and if they are ever caught by a human, they must grant them 3 wishes to be released. So the countdown is on now to St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. But fairies are still real, right?
Well, they didn't dispute that here in this story.
All right. Okay.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. That's the good stuff.